Chasing the Dead by Tim Weaver, read by Peter Wickham. And the sea became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Revelation chapter 16, verse 3. Part 1. Chapter 1. Sometimes, towards the end, she would wake me by tugging at the cusp of my shirt, her eyes moving like marbles in a jar, her voice begging me to pull her to the surface. I always liked that feeling, despite her suffering, because it meant she'd lasted another day. Her skin was like canvas in those last months, stretched tight against her bones. She'd lost all her hair as well, except for some bristles around the tops of her ears. But I never cared about that, about any of it. If I'd been given a choice between having Derren for a day as she was when I'd first met her, or having her for the rest of my life as she was at the end, I would have taken her as she was at the end, without even pausing for thought. Because in the moments when I thought about a life without her, I could barely even breathe. She was 32, 7 years younger than me, when she first found the lump. 4 months later, she collapsed in the supermarket. I'd been a newspaper journalist for 18 years, but after it happened a second time on the underground, I resigned, went freelance, and refused to travel. It wasn't a hard decision. I didn't want to be on the other side of the world when the third call came through telling me this time she'd fallen and died. On the day I left...